You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Ba'aleitcha, the first words in the parsha, Daber Hashem Moshe Leimer, Daber El Ar Vamata Elov, Ba'aleitcha Es Aneres. This word Ba'aleitcha refers to the, I'll be pashtus, to the kindling of the light. But the word that the Torah uses, Ba'aleitcha, has additional connotations, as Rashi points out, because the flame rises, Kosov Ba'aleitcha, Lashon Aliyah, because you have to light the wick until Ad Shetehe Shal Heves Olam Ha'Aleha. It's a halacha in how the Kohen has to light the wicks until the fire catches, so to speak, and the flame rises on itself. But then Rashi goes further and gives another connotation of the word Ba'aleitcha, rising. Ve'oy Dosha Rabbeinu Mikan Shemay Lohoyo Lefnei HaMenorah. Rabbi Seinu, learn from here that there was a stair or a step in front of the menorah. She'oleh ha'koyin oimed umeitiv. That here we're talking about not only the kindling of the lights, but the preparation of the light. The preparation for lighting is called being meitiv the neiros. So the word ba'aleitcha refers to the coin physically rising. First pshat is that the flame should rise. But here it seems that Rashi is saying that the coin rises up through the vehicle of a stair or a step to prepare the nairs. Now, in the Sefer that we often quote, the Eturei Torah, there's a very brief vault from Rabbi Yitzchak v'Nishchiz, the son of Rabbi Mordechai v'Nishchiza. Rabbi Mordechai was one of the very earliest of Rebbes, a Talmud of Rabbi Chalez Lotsheva, I believe a Talmud of the Baal Shem, and he quotes this Rashi, and he gives a somewhat euphemistic interpretation that when we talk about the stair or the step, Maila miyuchedes hoysel menorah, so he says, min segula, this is some sort of a mystical function that's provided by this step. She'oleha koyin oimidu meitiv, that the koyin, meitiv can mean to prepare the wicks, but it can also mean it can bring goodness. Shemimenu shefeya shefa ro v'chol tuv l'bnei Yisrael. That there was something, a segula, that was provided by the step or stair, that there could be a shefa, an abundance of goodness would come to Klal Yisrael. And it actually, in English we say, when you want to say something happens in a good way, you say it comes to light. So it could be that's related to the phrase that we are bringing out from Rashi as per rabbinical nishrism. But Yedidim Ahuvim, when we learn the Torah, and we have to be medayik in the Lashonis, we see that the word Maila, which we interpreted originally literally as a step, but now we are interpreting it as an advantage, that the Kohen has some advantage by being raised up by this step. Something special happens, enabling him to bring extra hashpoas toivas to Klal Yisrael. So, dear friends, very briefly, I believe that these words, Maila and Meitiv, which Rabbi Yitzchak v'Nishchiz is focusing on, connects to a very fundamental and cornerstone concept of Chassidus, which is powerfully articulated by the Tiferet Shleima. The Tiferet Shleima, and I will provide Mara Makoimis for those who want to look it up. I'll be quoting Tiferet Shleima as is brought down in the Oz V'Hodor edition in Parshas Shmos on page Yutes, and it's on the words of Yigdal Moshe V'Yetze El Echov, and he quotes a Tana Dibe Elio, obviously a very early Medrash, Perek Dalet, Ipnei Ma Zoricha Moshe L'Gedula. How was Moshe able to attain his spectacular madregis, mipnei shekol yomav hoyu mis'anach al kvoidi yisbarach shemoi v'al kvoidin shel Yisrael. Moshe mightily strove his whole life the kovod of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the kovod of Klal Yisrael. And he clarifies, Tiferet Shleima, this Tana de Be'aliyo, that what is the ratzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is that his essence is racham v'chanun. Tzor gam kein oid letzadik. The tzaddik also has to be spectacularly racham v'chanan on Klal Yisrael. The ikir malois hatzaddik, note the word malois, the ikir advantage of the tzaddik, shu mekusher bahavas Yisrael, shekol echod ve'echod mibnei Yisrael nidmaloi ke'ochiv. And hence, the language of the Pasuk, V'yigdal Moshe v'yetze el Echov. His interface with Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu was like they were literally his brothers. And this was also the role of the Kohen, who was mamshich to chesed in the world, shetzorich li is kol echod ke'echov. Af im hu choyte, tzorich lechaper olov ulashpia olov toivois. It's not just saying, you know, I like you. You're like a brother to me. It's that he has to have mesiras nefesh mamish, give up his life even for sinners. And without going into excessive detail, the Tiferes Shlomo points out in another place in the Likutim in Parsha Shmos, on page Nun, he also brings down this Tana Be'elio, V'yetze el Echov V'yar B'sivloiso, Mach Mashenosen el Liboy Tzar al Yisroel. And this gives the Tzaddik his power. The Tzaddik has a power of being able to alter nature, the Teva, and bring Mofsa. His whole Koya comes because he is Moisa Nefesh V'Klal Yisroel. So according to this, perhaps we can expand the word of Yitzchak Neshchizo, that the Mila of the Tzaddik comes from this, that he's Moisa Nefesh V'Klal Yisroel. And again, the Tiferes Shlomo says, you see this by the eagle, because Klal Yisroel, in some fashion, the most serious of Averis. They did idolatry. It was Avodah Zorah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, forgive them, for if not, Mecheni no Mesifrecho. He says, take me away. Take my life away. So we see a very concrete, tangible example of Mesiris Nefesh V'Klal Yisrael. And the Tana Be'elyahu says, this is how Moshe Rabbeinu was there for all his madrigals. And the Tiferes Shlomo says that every tzaddik in the history of the world has to be prepared to be Moisa Nefesh for all of Klal Yisrael, even the Chatoim, even the sinners, with Mesiris Nefesh. So, dear friends, using the Yesodis that we have just gained in the Shir, we can get a better understanding of this story that happened to Reb Malka Neshchiza and his Shamas Reb Naftali of Rapshitz. Reb Naftali of Rapshitz in his youth was a Shamas by Reb Malka Neshchiza, and he was very happy because Reb Malka Neshchiza was known to be one of the great Gedolei Hador Bachsidim at the time. And out of the blue, the Neshchiza told Reb Naftali of Rapshitz, it's time to go home. And the Rapshitz was shocked because he had no inkling that this would happen. He begged to be able to stay, and the Neshchiza said, no, it's time to go. So the Rapshitz went to the Rebbetzin of Reb Malka and asked her to intercede on his behalf. And she did. And the Neshchiza told his Rebbetzin, I have always followed your advice. I will do so now also. I'll let him stay, but I hope we don't regret it. And this was a very enigmatic statement. Neither the Rebbetzin nor the Rapshitzer understood it. But so it was. A short time later, the Neshchiza stepped out of the house, and a stranger came in, and when the Naftali set his eyes upon him, he immediately perceived that this fellow was seriously steeped in sin. He was an Avalian, and Reb Naftali could not control himself and told him, Avalian, what are you doing here? How could you dare come to the house of the holy Neshchiza? Be gone. And the fellow ran away, the Vaholo, like we say, and a very short period of time later, the Neshchiza came into the house and seemed agitated and said, who was just here? And the Rapshitza said, a very unsavory character. I told him to leave. So the Neshchiza said, quick, quick, run after him, bring him back. It's very important you bring him back. So the Rapshitza was very surprised, but he ran after this character and said, the Rebbe wants you to come back, and didn't want to come back, but the Rapshitza understood that it was very important that he brings him back, so he brought him back. And as soon as the Neshchiza saw him, he made such a big deal out of him, and he said, oh, it's so good to see you. I didn't see you in such a long time. You used to come more often. Tell me how you're doing. Promise me you'll come back. And the Rapshitza is listening to this and is shocked because he knows that anything that he sees spiritually regarding this unsavory character, for sure the Neshchiza sees it too. So he's very surprised. And the fellow calms down and he tells the Neshchiza, yes, Rebbe, I'll come back. And he gives the Neshchiza a gift of some produce that he brought from his farm. He was a farmer. And he left in a much better state of mind. And then The Neshchiza explained to Rabbi Naftali of Rabshitz what was going on over here. He said, this fellow was a problem person from the beginning, but as long as he used to come to me regularly, I was able to be mashpia on him, that he should stay okay. But then through a series of circumstances, the fellow was not able to come, and he started sliding away from Yiddishkeit. First with little averis, bigger averis, and it got really bad. And the Neshchiza said that the fellow was already contemplating converting to being a goy. Go to the parish priest, become a goy, and found it. His conscience was bothering him. And he decided, this unsavory fellow, you know what, I'll go to the Rebbe one more time. If the Rebbe accepts me with open arms, then I know I have a chance I can do tshuva. But if, as he suspected, the Rebbe will see that he has slid off the Derech HaYashar, which the ruptured sir, of course, did see, but the fellow said, if the Rebbe will accept me with open arms, then I'll know I can still do tshuva. But if he says to me, be gone, then I'll just go straight to the Galach and I'll just end it all and not live a lie. And this was the reason why I wanted to send you home, the Neshchiza told the ruptured sir. I was afraid that something like this might happen, and I did not want this fellow to give up on Yiddishkeit. So this was the explanation of the story, as the Neshchiza explained it to the Rav. So, dear friends, from the shir we see that it is the desire of the Rabbeinu Shlalom that we should love and try to be mekarev every person, even if they are real serious choytim. And in the merit of doing this, we can be zoicha perhaps to great spiritual attainments of our own, just like the tzaddikim are merited if they do this, because this is the ratzon of what the Rabbeinu Shlalom wants, that Shboku should help, like the Rebbe Ramelu says, Liris Malus v'chavereinu v'lechasoinu, we should always see the malus of Yiddish kind and understand the Rabbeinu Shlalom wants us to love every Yiddish kind all the time, no matter what low spiritual level they might be. And in the schus of wanting to do the right thing, Bolotar, Messiah, and Lay will be Zaycha to see Jewish Nechomis for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.